Bryson. Brian Culberson. Chuck Lowe. Hey, everyone. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Time for Mad Mike and Wild Will right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the next voices you'll hear right after this song will be Mad Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast. But I've got to open up with this, because this is an artist that's in the Virginia area that is truly an amazing artist. He's a preacher, he's a soul singer, he's a gospel singer, he's a writer, he's a producer. And this is not the theme of the night, because this song has words. Coming up after this, you're going to have all songs with no words, all right? But this is Derek the Changeman Smith. You can check him out here Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He has a show called Get Up to Get Down Morning Show right here on Studio W Buzz, and exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. More about him after this, and then Mad Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Let's do this right now.
Baby, oh yeah. Y'all might as well come on, put your hands together right here. Oh yeah. Listen, I said love, the way that I love you. That you'll always be true, yeah. Don't play with my loving heart, cause I don't think that's funny. Love, oh, love me, yeah. Love me, tell me that you care. With my love, baby, that's the kind of stuff that makes me crazy. Love me, oh, love me, baby. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yes, I've been in love before, but let me tell you, ooh, love made me cry. Love made me cry. Yeah, and them girls, they look good too. I'm
That's Derek, the Change Man Smith. Oh, welcome to the set. Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike, I had to, I know it, this says, that's not the theme tonight, I understand. But this gentleman is one talented individual and who is a friend of mine and that I know personally. And he's 2 hours away here in the Richmond, Virginia area. Okay, so tonight's theme, I'm going to let Mike explain this to you, but the reason why I played that is because this gentleman has graced us with his brilliant broadcast, which is aired, like I said earlier, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on the East Coast, 8 a.m. on the West. But he also has Deacon Otis Wicknine, Tell It Like It Is, okay? He has his midweek worship service, and then the Soul for Serenade on Fridays. Like I said, he's a preacher, he's a comedian, he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a producer, and we are so grateful to have him as part of this network. His last, let's see, this song here, I just heard this the other day, and I said, wow, this is all him. And you hear a little Wilson Pickett in there, a little Otis Redden, that bluesy, churchy, up funk. Oh my goodness. Mike, so I want to introduce you to that song there, brother. Where are you? Okay. Oh, I can't hear you. Oh my goodness. Your mic is off. Oh, your mic is off. Okay. Let me see if I can help you out. There you are.
Sorry, William.
Oh,
I said I'm old. Give me a break.
That's a bad hand.
All this newfangled gadgetry and stuff.
It's
good. Doing the best I can.
Technology, it's something else, isn't it? Oh boy. We're going to talk about that later on, on another broadcast called The Boomerang. And we're trying to get that on Sundays. If you notice, Mike, we really haven't gotten into the depth of it because the conversation goes in a whole nother.
You know what? But that's okay.
It is okay.
It's still a great conversation with the panel.
It's conversations that need to be had. Yep. I have no issue with it, but that's the part I love about it. So I'm going to post it over again. We'll see where it goes. The only way to get into it is to probably start the program off with it because, you know, I start off with maybe some major topics of the week and things like that. And we'll get into one of them and it gets hot and it gets good and we don't always agree, which is fine with me.
It's okay.
It is definitely okay. No question about it. So anyway, Mike, the theme tonight, Mad Mike, Wild Will Coast to Coast, would you tell the audience, what are we doing tonight? What is the theme basically?
I would love to. I'm glad you asked. So William and I constantly talk. If you've listened to us more than twice, you know that we're friends and we talk constantly over the phone or any other way that we can communicate. So we're always talking about, well, not only the Boomerang Show, but we're also talking about here on Coast to Coast. What would be something that's interesting and stimulating for our purpose here, which is to widen your horizons and get you to listen to music that's out of your norm, a little bit of, you know, get your ears out of the box, so to speak, and start listening to stuff that maybe you've never heard or you haven't heard for a long time, or artists that have covered songs or new artists that are up and coming. We want you to listen to all of this stuff because I do. I think William does as well. And we actually spend a lot of time putting together this Thursday show. I know I spend my week doing, you know, maybe I'm only 15 or 20 minutes a day. I'm picking songs and sending them off to William for, he's got his list and I've got mine.
Yes.
So how this came about, it actually began with my son when he was very little. He was maybe 3 or 4. And there's music playing in my house all the time. Always has been. I love music. It just lifts my soul and makes me feel good. Even sad music, happy music, it doesn't matter. It all makes me feel good. And hopefully that's why you're here listening to William and I. So he came to me one day and I was playing something on the stereo and he says, Dad, he says, can you play the music with no words? And I had to think for a second, the music with no words, what? Okay. And I do play a lot of jazz and blues, and I play everything, which is kind of what we do here on our Coast to Coast show. So I had to think for a second, and I put on something, I think, from George Benson or something else that was just instrumental.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, yeah, Dad, that's the one.
That's
the
it.
One with no words. So I
how old was he? Like a, was it, how old was he? Was he three?
What's that?
How old was he? Three?
Three or four, something like that.
Right. And that's what I thought.
So I brought it up to William and I said, hey, why don't we do one of our Coast to Coast shows and we do songs with no words?
Yeah, that's it.
So we put this together for you tonight. We hope you enjoy it. So we got 3 hours of music with no words.
With no words.
That's the premise behind tonight.
I want to switch up number two first and then play number one.
It doesn't. You can play them in any order. William.
Okay.
You produce it. You do it any way you want. I didn't give it to you in order.
Mad Mike. Poinciana. Ahmad Jamal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, hey, stop the presses. You jazz lovers, I had to stop this. I was going to the next song, but Mike, I need to make a comment here. Wow, that piano, that was absolutely brilliant. I mean, if you just listen to it, I think he used every key on the board. It was just absolutely just great stuff, man. And who are we talking about? Ahmad Jamal Trio. Hey, did we play anything from him before?
Nope, I just found him. Like I said, you and I both do a lot of research going into all of our music programs, and I'm always looking for something new and different that I don't even know about, even though maybe these people are well-known elsewhere. Maybe I don't know them, and so I want to listen to them. I want to widen my horizons as well.
Absolutely. It is great. And you mentioned something also. I'm paraphrasing. Did you mention something about music is soothing or healing or something to that effect?
You know what? Again, regardless of what kind of music or style of music or genre of music I'm playing in my home, It just uplifts me. Even sometimes the songs are sad, but it still makes me feel good about my life because it gives me something that I think people in this world lack, and that is what I call perspective.
Right, right.
In your life.
And what I heard
you have to have ups to understand the downs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And and appreciate the ups.
And you know,
because of the downs.
Hey, Mike, you just said something. Okay, we need to get our doctorates here. Okay, we can use music sort of as a measuring stick, so to speak. Okay, because they tell stories. I'm sorry.
To measure, you said we should use it as a measuring
stick. I said, I'm just a theory. Could we, could use that as a, because if you notice, these songs, even the songs with no words, they all send a message, okay? And the songs with words, they tell a story. So I look at the title of a song with no words, whatever it is. It could be jazz, it could be whatever it is, right? And I will look at the title of that. And I'm saying, what was the artist thinking when he wrote this?
Inspiration.
An inspiration of sorts. And I kind of put my own words to it sometimes, a lot of times. If I'm listening to a song that has no words, whether it's jazz or blues or whatever. And so I'll put my own lyrics to it sometime, just to sing around. Because there are no words to the song. I just go off of the title. Anyway, I've got one for you, my friend. You came up. That was smoking. Smoking. I had to stop the presses on that one, Mike. Had to stop the presses. Okay. I got one for you. This one is Notorious. Think about that. Rick Barnes. Be right back. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast. We'll be right back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey guys and gals, we are back here. Hope you guys are tuned in. We do this thing each and every Thursday. Don't forget. And it's right after Miss CeCe's Kitchen. If you listen to Miss CeCe's Kitchen, oh, you check it out. It's a whole different show. I don't know. You may or not be ready for it. The theme or the title or the information is that, her and Miss Victoria stir up controversial issues. Okay. And it gets a little hot. It gets a little deep. So I want to give you,
you better be wearing your asbestos underwear.
Well spoken, my friend. If not, don't go there, right, Mike? There's some places that you shouldn't go.
Or bring a fire extinguisher or something. Bring a fireman. Bring two.
You know, I like your first one. Don't go. Okay. Mike. Okay. 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 You have to correct me if I'm wrong about this one. Okay. The next song here, it's only like 150 minutes or so. No.
It's no. What?
Okay, I just made it a little funny. It's 1:50, okay.
Yeah, but it's good.
Okay. Also, it's rock. Zero Thruster. Op 30. How did I do, Mike?
Which one are you going to play?
Number one.
Oh.
Do I have to do this again? Also, it's rock.
Well, no,
zero through stuff.
You know, my hearing's bad. My knees are bad. My shoulder's bad. My back is bad. My eyes are bad. My temperament's bad. And that's why you call me Mad Mike, because it's bad all over.
Okay.
You know, what do you want to say? I can't whistle. I can't jump. I can't dance. I can't sing.
Okay. Well, pronounce this first song then.
Poinciana.
No, Poinciana. That's number two.
Well, the first one on my list is Poinciana.
Well, it's not the, okay, that's what. Let's do this one. Let's see if you recognize it, folks. We'll find out. And feel
free. You're not doing the mad pick, are you?
No, I hope not. Oh my goodness. Okay, I tell you what, let's go to something else. Let's see. What about, ooh, another one from the Ahmad Jamal trio. I like them.
There you go.
Okay, let's do this.
Now, out of respect for this gentleman, let me point out that he had a wonderful, wonderful, excellent career as an artist, music artist, and he just recently died at the ripe old age of 92.
You sent me information
on
it. You
and I should be so lucky, William, to make it to 92.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Only the good die young, so you and I were going to be around for hundreds of years. Poinciana, Ahmad Jamal, again, recently died at the age of 92.
That was Poinciana.
He blessed us with his music.
Yeah, we played that, but I have a second one for him. And this one, we played Poinciana, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Like I said, his use of the keyboard, he used every key on the board, I promise you. It was just absolutely magnificent. Mike, I have this one. But not for me.
Okay, I see where you're going now. Gotcha.
Oh, man. right, all right. Absolutely. Yes, Ahmad Jamal Trio. Hey, Mike, we're back, bro.
It's a good thing.
It's a great thing. Absolutely. Every minute is a great thing. And we need to cherish every minute. And that's what, okay, my intentions, you know. But anyway, Mike, you wanted to chat.
No, I was just asking, check the chat that I sent you.
Oh, check the chat.
Well, yeah, because I've been messing with my audio here because we've had feedback on some of the shows. I just want to make sure you're not getting feedback.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Okay. You know, it's a good thing to read, right? Read all everything. Okay, oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I've been so excited. Nope, no excuses. I missed it. Let's get to it. Okay. Anyway, man, Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. In case you guys are just tuned in, we are playing songs with no words, okay? And just having a great time checking this thing out. Oh, Mike. Okay.
Yes,
my lag go. Okay. This song. Okay. Do you want to give us the title?
Oh,
by Michael Lucirelli. Michael
Malaguena.
Okay, let me take a stab.
Malaguena. Oh, I like your version.
Malaguena. Yeah.
Malaguena.
Well, let's try that. Let's see. I haven't heard it, obviously, folks. Okay.
There's a bunch of artists that did this, but this is the one that I found that I really like the most.
Okay. All right. We'll be back. Mad Mike Wild Wheel, coast to coast.
Songs with no words.
Oh. Thank you. Carl Hardcastle, Paradise Cove, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Hey, welcome back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Please let us know. Oh, got one more for you. But anyway, just a great list of music.
Hey, William, if you can hear us, you turned off the audio. There you go.
Oh, I didn't mean for that to happen.
That's all right.
But since it did, anyway. Oh, my. Be right back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. It's Paul Hardcastle.
So let me ask you something, William.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going through this music with no words. I want to ask you something. As you've listened to these individual songs, and they progress through the lows and highs, does it affect you emotionally? Do you feel what the artist is trying to convey? by the highs and the lows in their individual songs. Do you feel it?
Well, the simple answer is yes. The easy answer is yes. Because like we talked about several minutes ago, when I'm hearing songs with no words, whether it's blues, with country, jazz, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. I look at the title, and like I said, a lot of times I make up my own words. They may not be even relevant or any way related how that artist would have written lyrics to it, right? So it does. Music to me is very, very important. Is it very important? And I think in our cultures, we underrate the value of music. I think the value of music is really underrated. Yep, we all like it, but do we really know what it does for us? That's the question.
I don't think a lot of people understand that. And by the way, you answered the question correctly, and so you passed Mad Mike's class for this evening.
Oh, does that mean I get $100?
Let me think about it. No.
Yeah, you thought about it. That's funny. Oh my God. Yep. But this is the whole idea of this show. And you know, we were talking about, let's talk about what music does in just for a few seconds or so. And I was looking up, the last artist that we played, and it was Paul Hardcastle. I've always liked his music. How popular was he? I don't know how popular. I don't have the stats. We don't have the professor on tonight, unfortunately, to back it up. But anyway, I do know that, okay, I did see this, that he abandoned popular music for jazz in the 1990s, releasing a total of 9 albums from Paul Hardcastle, in 1994. Most recent, they released in 2020, Paul Hardcastle. The music, it had that soothing type of jazzy, laid back, you know, grab your glass, grab your woman, and just have fun. I mean, it was just more of a relaxing, not something that I would necessarily want to dance to. But it's that kind of relaxing smoothness. So it does have an emotional, psychological.
And even without words.
And physical, yes, sir. Absolutely. Mike, there's some songs that I would just want to kick back and relax a little bit. And then there's other songs I want to, with no words, I want to get up and dance to them. Okay.
Especially if you have your sweetheart with you, you want to like do a little body rubbing or something. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, have you heard the disclaimer on this show that since we haven't had
I'm sure it's good, William.
It is. So, in case we play something, Mad Mike and Wild Will, I have to do this on each of our shows, whether it's Sunday Night Gold with the jazzy one, which comes on, guys, you don't want to miss that one either. That comes on each and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And so, folks, on the West, you have no excuse because it's early, 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You don't want to miss that show. It's Sunday Night Gold. And so, and then Monday Night Madness with the professor. You know how wild he is, okay? The professor is off the chain sometimes.
He's an encyclopedia of music. I mean, that man is amazing.
He is great. I'm just teasing you a little bit, professor, in case you listen, okay? Okay, don't start booing over the air, okay? Hey, you know, I know you're great because you and I have been together over 4 years, my friend. So, yep, absolutely. So there's something that's going right there. And so the thing, and then Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast on Thursday nights, folks. Like Mike said earlier, we play all of it. If it's good music, we play it. If it's evil music, we don't. If that's it. Okay. Mike, classical, blues, jazz, R&B, country, rock. What did I leave out? Oh, you know, oh my God.
Motown.
Motown, all, Mike, we haven't played in the reggae, or we haven't bought in the, we got to get some reggae music here too.
We've done a little bit along the way.
A little bit?
I know, I've sent you some that you played. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we've had some of that.
We even played, William, if you don't remember, we actually played some,
Did.
We've done some rap.
Yes, we have.
Which has a bad rap. Rap has a bad rap.
I like the way you put that. It does. Because there's good. Now, it has been renamed to hip hop right now, but I don't call it. It's the same thing, rap. That's where it started, Mike. As a matter of fact, it started in the early 70s, and I know a lot of history about that too. But we won't talk about it right now because we got more music to get to on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Oh, this one.
What you got?
Classical Gas, bro.
Oh, who doesn't know this one?
Back. Mad Mike, Wild Will Coast to Coast.